So you remember last week I shared with you that God had woke me up 3 days consecutively with songs. I'm not a musician, I'm not a songwriter, I'm not even a singer. But two of those nights I woke up with songs that were sung by different singers but the same band. Last one turned out to be a group that doesn't sing gospel or Christian music, but they were singing a Christian song on a video that doesn't exist. And so it was going through my head. But last week it was, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Everything. That's you, me, the animals. Do you know, I think technically a tree, I mean, they won't say technically, but I do. A tree breathes. It takes in CO2 and gives us good oxygen so that we can breathe. Amazing. And some people say that was an accident, that it just happened. Go figure. And the second song, Lord, I Lift Your Name on High. It's a song we sing. As a matter of fact, I think it's still in the top 5 songs sung in churches all around the world. You came from heaven to earth to show us the way. Lord, I lift your name on high. Well, obviously, God had a theme. Praise. Praise him. We don't always know what tomorrow holds, do we? You know, Katie, beautiful song. We don't know. See, praise is both a verb and a noun. Praise is something you do, and it's what you give. And praise means the accolades due to someone over something they've done, their worth, or something they're gonna do. That being the operative thing. Lord, I thank you for what you've done in Jesus Christ. But he's not done with our lives, is he? I've got a lot more to do. And it doesn't always look like what I think it should look like. And so, when I think about praise, I'm like, Lord, I'm not a... And I'm going to just tell you right now, I watch people. I know who's singing and I know who's not really singing. But I'm kind of not either. There for a while I didn't, because I had to save my voice, because I had about that much that I could speak before I couldn't talk anymore. But praise God, he has been working on that with me. And he's revealing the truth and what's going on. And besides the fact, I think it was just a flat out attack from the pits of hell to stop it. But even then, I'm still not much of a singer. But there are times I'll be going down the road in my truck. See, I don't listen to the radio unless I have no signal. Then I'll turn the stupid radio on, because I like to control what I'm listening to. And so sometimes I'll be going down the road, man, and a Rich Mullins song will hit me. Now, if you don't know who Rich Mullins was, he was the Chris Tomlin of his day. But he was killed in an accident. Yeah, wrote Awesome God. But he has sung so many songs, and he'll come into my playlist. And I'm like, Lord, I didn't listen to Rich when he was alive. But man, is it powerful. And it's like, wow, Lord, now I'll just start singing. Mac Powell from Third Day, or Seventh Day Slumber, if you're into a little harder. Even Psalm 23 that I was listening to was Messiah Prophet, heavy metal. And it's like, that ministers to me, and I just like, Lord, thank you. I know those words. I can sing those words, and I get to sing, and I crank it up louder so I don't have to hear myself. I'm one of those people, I do not like the sound of my own voice. If she's listening to the message because she couldn't be in here for whatever, and I come in, she turns it off. She's like, I know, you don't like hearing yourself. But I'm like, okay, Lord, but I know I've got to praise you. But see, praise isn't just song, is it? It's about thanking him. as well. Words. I've got words, folks. I got words as long as the day is. I can speak, I can talk, and I can thank him. Lord God, I'm not thanking you for this flat tire, but I'm thanking you. There's a reason it went flat, and not just because Johnny and Rob took the valve stems out. I threw them all under the bus. We were discussing that this morning. Lord, I thank you. You don't know what you just missed. I had to thank God one time. I'm like, oh man, I'm late. I hate being late. There's one thing about being in the military. It gives you an anxiety about being late. And so I was like, I am 10 minutes late. And I got to work in Upper Arlington in Columbus. And the way I've got to get there, I got to go to 3:15. If you've been on 3:15 in the morning, especially in the winter. And I was like, Lord God, help me get there quickly. Help me. I'm like trying to make up time. And I'm going down 270. And there's a huge pile up that had just occurred about the time I would have been going through there. And the light went off. Came on, I should say. There's why. There's why I was late, Lord. I thank you, Father. It was my only car, the only vehicle we had. And I'm like, I couldn't afford to total it. You know, I had full coverage, but y'all ever dealt with insurance companies? You know, yeah, I might be a couple weeks before I see any money, before I get a replacement. And seeing how it was my livelihood, I couldn't afford to lose it for a day. And thank you, Lord. Thank you for that. You know, you never know what is coming out of the situation. He led you there. He will take you on beyond it. There are seasons in our lives. But our praise lifts God up. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I love to tell you what a great God you are. I love to thank you for what you've done in my life, what you're doing in my life, what you're doing in my children's life. I thank you. No matter that they asked for patience and they've had the worst week of their life. That's what produces that patience. Lord, I thank you. But here's the crazy part, folks. It says, I lift your name on high. We think that we're lifting God's name. Hallelujah. Jehovah, Yahweh. And then you can go through all the breakdowns of the different ones, but that's not what lift is it? You lift it on high. My science teachers, lift is a force, isn't it? It's a mechanical force. The word lift means to take from a lower elevation and put it on a higher elevation. That means something is done. According to NASA, yeah, I read NASA stuff. Don't understand a lot of it, but this I understood. Lift is caused by the air. You've got your thrust, you've got your drag, you've got your weight of the plane, but you've got lift, and it's caused just by the air. A glider glides on wind, but the air can be still and the plane can still fly because it's created by breath. The breath of the earth. That's simple and down. And by the way, it's a gas. It's the gas. It's a solid gas. Not solid, but it's a gas that lifts the plane up. When we say, Lord, I lift your name on high, that's what you're doing by praising his name. Lord, I thank, I don't know. If you feel lower than a snake's belly, start thanking God that you can start understanding him. Start thanking, Lord, I don't understand this yet, but I will. It might be on the other side of that door. You can start thanking God in the middle of that battle. That is your victory. That is your strength. That is why Psalms ends with, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Lord, I lift your name on high. I have not found scripture reference for it, but somebody, God moved on them to write that song, Lord, I lift your name on high. That means we are praising God with our voice and we're lifting him high. You see, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. That wasn't just a cross, folks. That's us lifting his name up, glorifying him. Not us. We glorify him. Thank you, Jesus, for what you did. Thank you that I don't have to do this alone. Because guess what? You were going to go through it. Did you ever figure some of that stuff out? You were going to go through that. But now you've got Jesus with you. He sent his Holy Spirit to live in you, to give you the strength. And what we do is, you can go through the Psalms. Let me give you a couple examples here so that people don't get bent out of shape. Well, there's no scripture. Let's see. Psalm 17:8, keep me as the apple of your eye, hide me under the shadow of your wings. How many of you know God, if he made us in his image, we're missing something? Anybody know what those are? Because it's a metaphorical wing, your arms. David talks many times about hiding in the shadow of your wings, hiding under. Where do planes get their lift? Their wings. When we praise God, we lift him up. He's lifted up on our praise. Because we're under his wings. We are hiding in the shadow of his wings. And our praise lifts him up. And when he's lifted up, he's victorious. He's shown. See, we think that heaven's going to be us all standing around for 10,000 years singing hallelujah, hallelujah. God created beings to do that there. He does this in our midst for our lives. How many times did you realize that when you start thanking God, you start praising him, the lights got a little brighter. The day didn't seem as gloomy. The problem just came up with an answer. So you got to start thanking God. Again, I'm not much of a singer. I sang a little bit today, but I also was reading in the scripture. But in my truck, if I'm going down the road, I love windshield time. I love that me windshield time. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, no, I don't like that song. Oh, yeah, there's one I can like. I can get behind that. I can really, there was one the other day. I told Angela, I said, it just came on. I said, it's Behold the Beloved, another Behold the Beloved song. I was just like, wow, I've heard this song. I've listened to the album several times, and it's called Rescue Me. Man, they can go from headbanging from 1 minute to right over here. This is a modern Psalm of David. You rescue me when I fall down. And I'm like, wow. I'm like, it ended. And I'm like, nope, got to go back. Got to listen to that one again. And I just listened to it again. And it took up the entire time for the rest of my drive. It's like, man, thank you, Lord. That is so powerful. You rescue me. See, that's praise. I fall down, but you pick me up. You rescue me. You pull me out of the quicksand that is my life. If we will give God his praise, that's what lifts him up. That puts the power back into him. See, that's why he hates when you complain and murmur. It's the exact opposite of praise. We have light and darkness, black, white, right? Right and wrong. We have praise and we have complaining and murmuring. And when you complain and murmur about something, you're taking away the power that lifts God up to do things in your life. Why do you think it just rattled his cage every time Israel would complain? Allow God to move in your life by thanking him. You don't have to be a singer, but boy, I'll tell you what, time and time again, we'll go walking around in the yard. It's like, let's just go take a walk through the yard. And we'll come around and, you know, it depends on time of the day, but a lot of times it's in the evening and when things have settled down. And where we're situated, man, if you want the sunsets, we got them. Because, man, they just sit down over top of the trees in the field. And it's like, thank you, Lord. Start thanking God for the simple things. You got to start there. Thank him every day for every breath you have, for everything you have, for his wisdom, for his guidance. When you're thanking him for your food, truly thank him for the day. Thank you for leading me, Lord, every step of the way. That's praise. That's what real praise is. It's giving him the accolades. You are good. Man, there'd be times... I was like, Lord, you're a good God. You are such a good God. Find something. I was like, I was looking for that, and it's right there. Something that should not have been. So yesterday, I misplaced a little piece of plastic about this big, diamond shape, okay, kind of like that. But it's that long in my barn. It's tan. Looks like a wood chip. You want to know what's all over the floor? But I carried it from upstairs down the steps over to this area. And I'm like, oh, Lord. I got my flashlight. Looking under the steps. Looking in all the crevices and cracks that I might have possibly found it. I went upstairs two or three times. And I kept looking and kept looking. I was like, Holy Spirit, show me where this thing is. Because they don't make this anymore. They do not make this plate. And I really wanted it for that steering wheel. And I went down. And I'd probably spent a half hour or so looking. I was like, Lord, I know that what's going to happen is when I quit looking and I come back tomorrow, I'll find it. I turned the flashlight off, walked over to my bench, set the flashlight down. Really, Lord, it was right there. It was right there. I had laid it down there, upside down. I said, thank you, Lord. You see, folks, you're murmuring and complaining. You've handcuffed God. Thank him. Your will be done. But I thank you, Father. No matter what any of you are going through, start thanking him for what he's going to do. But I don't know what he's going to do. Who cares? Start thanking him for what he's going to do. You know he's going to do good. It's going to be for your good. He's not going to give you a snake if you ask him for bread. He's not going to give you a rock if you ask him for an egg. He's always going to do you something good. There may be times it looks like something bad came out of it, but the reality was that's when the devil gets hold of it and tries to mess things all up on you. Thank him. Lift him up. You're going down the road and you're having a cruddy day. You know what? Take that cruddy day, flip it off. I mean, I don't mean your number one flip off. Throw it off. There we go. We'll go throw it off. If you want to do that, it's your call. But throw that day off. Don't drag it home to your spouse. Bite their head off. You're in a bad mood. Go check it outside. Get it cleared. Start thanking God that he's going to redeem that day. Father, it was a terrible day. And if you're one of these people that wake up, oh, it's Monday. It's a Monday. It's Monday. Every day has a potential to be a Monday. And why does that matter? It's just like any other day of the week. I've had I honestly, I got to where I didn't like to see Wednesdays coming around. Because I had to leave work, get here, get ready for church, do a message, and go home, try to sleep, unwind for the day because I hadn't unwound, hadn't eaten. And it's like, I had the hardest of all the days to run a jackhammer. They wanted to do it today. And we had to take turns. Because when you're holding a demo hammer above your head, it kind of wears you out quick. Unless you're built like Caleb. So, you're going to have to give your father-in-law a lesson on... But you see, God showed me... Why? Why do you regret seeing the Wednesday roll? It's a rough day. The devil took advantage of it. He knew what I had to do at night. He was trying to wear me out. And I changed my attitude about it. I didn't change her attitude. I didn't change the foreman's attitude. I changed my attitude. And God started moving in my life. Because I freed him up. I lifted him up with my praises. Thank you, Lord God. Father, I thank you that I have a job. I thank you I'm making money and I can support my family. I can pay my bills. I can put food on their table. And at that time, I can put diapers on their bottoms. Lord, I thank you. This job, I hate this job. If you hate your job bad enough to murmur, leave. Please, you will be so much better off. But if you don't and you're afraid, shut up. Start thanking God for that job. Watch what God begins to do. You want change at your work and you're complaining about it? Stop complaining. Start thanking him. He can make you part of the change. I don't like my government. These leaders, these presidents, these commissioners. If you're going to complain about them, run. It's an election. Everybody in this country has a right if you're born here. You can be president, commissioner. Do something. Quit complaining about it. But if you're not willing to do something about it, shut up so God can move. Father, I thank you this bridge is going to get fixed. I thank you the funds to fix this bridge are going to come out without new taxes. That's a word I do not like. I've never cared for the word. And then when I had to start paying them, I really didn't care for the word. But I know what they're there for. And God told us that this is what would happen. We have got to praise his name. Lift him up. Don't let the devil shut you up by making the day seem harder. What's in the future? Does anybody know? Has God given anybody insight into what's coming up in the fall? No. Why? Because we do everything in our power to change it. Every last one of us, if we could have stopped 9/11 from happening, would have done it, I think. I've heard people say, what would you do if you could go back in history? And some of them say, I'd go back and I'd kill Hitler before he killed all the Jews. But God used that. He didn't ordain it, but he used that. The world came together and gave Israel back their land. He used it. Because people started thanking him for something to do. Thank him. Don't go back. You don't need to try to change history. It's done. Even though I really do love the traveling in time show, movies and stuff. Like, oh, that's totally cool. Me personally, I'd want to go back fighting battles where there are bows and arrows and spears with an M16. It's just the sick side of me. Say, well, if we're going to fight, let's fight this thing for real. Or if you're going to go after dinosaurs, well, you ain't going to do it easy with a spear, but Man, I can do it from a long ways away. Thank him. Spend time thanking him. Start, Lord, I just thank you. I thank you for the healing in my body. I thank you for protection for my children. I thank you for wisdom for my children. That's something we should all be praying for. Wisdom for us and for our children. Because they're going to have to make decisions. Thank him. Praise him. Lift him up. Don't let praise just be a word in your vocabulary. Let it be the words that you're speaking to God that is literally the force that pushes him up and causes his power. Because if you're hiding in under the presence of his wings, guess where you're at? You're up there with him. All right, let's stand. Throw you a challenge today. This week, every morning you get up or whenever, whatever time you wake up, I know some of you are on some different shifts sometimes. When you wake up for your morning, thank God for one thing. I don't care if it's just thanking him for that day. Start by thanking him for one thing. And when you're ready, thank him for two things. And then learn to start thanking him throughout the day. Thank him for the beauty of his earth. Start thanking him and you watch how your life starts to change. Watch how he starts to move. Because he inhabits the praises of his people. That's where he lives. And if you're not going to praise him, well, my Bible says rocks are going to cry out and ain't no stinking highway material going to cry out before me. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Father, when I say we are grateful, we truly are grateful for your word. Father, I thank you that it is revelatory. Father, it shows us who you are because it is you. It is the word. It tells us who you are when we see it. When we quit letting religion tell us what we should think of it, we look and see you inhabit our praise. You move when we thank you. And it doesn't please you at all when we complain and murmur. Father, help us all, starting right here with me, to shut our mouths when we want to complain and murmur. But Father, to give you the praise, to thank you, to move. Lord God, may you be lifted up on our praises and soar high as we hide in the shadow of your wing. Lord God, I thank you for your people. I bless them today, Father, as they go forth this week in their jobs, their businesses, Lord God. Manifest your love for each and every one of them. Move things that have been blocking the light from them. In Jesus' name, amen.